So a lot of false information has been spreading on social media platforms during the pandemic. And some of this misinformation has been affecting the millions of Americans who've gotten COVID-19 and then formed online support groups for help. Alex Smith at member station KCUR in Kansas City has the story.
After Matthew Long Middleton got sick in mid-March, he joined a COVID-19 support group on Slack. The 36-year-old avid cyclist from Kansas City, Missouri, says he was desperate for information.
I had no idea about like where this road leads. And so I was looking for some place where people were going through a similar thing, including the not knowing, including uncertainty, and also the thing of like, we have to figure this out for ourselves.
But with the support came misinformation as well. Group members reported taking massive amounts of vitamins, for example, or other homemade remedies not backed by science. Health communications researcher Elizabeth Glowacki of Northeastern University says that without precautions, online support groups can not only contribute to the spread of misinformation, but also undermine trust in science and medicine in general.
Even if we're not actively seeking information, we encounter these kinds of messages on social media. And because of this repeated exposure, there's more likelihood that it's going to seep into our thinking and perhaps even change the way that we view certain issues, even if there's no real merit or credibility.
Some COVID-19 patients, like Vanessa Cruz, spend most of their days fact-checking their online support groups.
It's really become like a second family to me. And being able to help everybody It's a positive thing that comes out of all this negativity we're experiencing right now.
Cruz is a 43-year-old mother of two who moderates the Facebook group Have It/Had It from her home in the Chicago suburbs. She's also been dealing with COVID-19 symptoms since March. The worldwide group has more than 30,000 members and has recently been buzzing with rumors from India about using a common tapeworm medication to treat COVID, as well as speculation about President Trump's diagnosis. Cruz says that supporting fellow patients can be a tricky balance of getting the facts right, but also giving people who are scared the chance to be heard.
It's like you really don't know what to question, what to ask for, how to reach for help. And instead of doing that, they write up their story, basically, and they share it with everybody.
To keep the group evidence-based, it has built up a 17-person fact-checking team, which includes two nurses and reviews every post that goes up. Twitter and Facebook have taken steps in recent months to fact-check or remove false content related to the virus, although critics charge that more is needed. COVID-19 patient Matthew Long Middleton thinks the problem goes deeper than getting the data right. He says a lot of bad information is spread because patients really want to find a way to feel better. He never tried risky treatments discussed in the group himself, but he understands why someone might.
Very much senses of desperation I had, you know, feeling desperate, but then like trying my hardest to not let that dictate potentially harmful decisions. It's just a very challenging, challenging thing.
After nearly 6 months of symptoms, Long Middleton says he's returned to better health in the past month. For NPR News, I'm Alex Smith in Kansas City.
This story comes from NPR's partnership with KCUR and Kaiser Health News.